A group of tourists gather on the banks of the River Thames in the heart of London.
And I think this is coral.
That is coral.
Do you think that's coral?
Stooping and peering, they pick through the stones and mud at their feet, hoping to find treasure left behind by past generations.
So pick up stuff, even if you don't know what it is, pick it up.
As the guide, archaeologist Dr. Fiona Hockey informs us, it's an historic location.
Really, it was the red light district in Shakespeare's time. We had four theatres here, the Globe, the Rose, the Hope and the Swan. We had bear baiting, bull baiting, and of course the ladies of the night. So this is the interesting side of the river.
Dr. Fiona has been combing the Thames foreshore for 20 years. At regular intervals, she leads tours explaining the intricacies of mudlarking, a pursuit she says is centuries old.
It was usually boys that were sent down into the mud when the tide went out to find what had been dropped off the ships when they were offloading in order to be able to sell them to get money to live because they were in the mud. They were called mudlarks.
And although they're not searching for their supper, today's tourists and aspiring mudlarks make some interesting finds.
This is a bit of clay pipe stem that you've got here. The problem with the stems is very rarely is there anything on it that you can use to date. I've got two pieces got from here that say Diamond Jubilee on them. And I tell you, it wasn't 2012. We've only had two.
Dr. Hockey has found everything from Ice Age hand axes to Neolithic pottery on the Thames foreshore. She says her tours have also turned up historically significant artefacts.
We've had a few pilgrim badges found, which are quite interesting. And those were things that have gone up for people to look at the museum.
On a visit to the British Museum, we find part of its collection of pilgrim badges in the Medieval Europe Gallery on the third floor.
The badge at the top is a really nice one because that shows Archbishop Thomas à Becket, and he's shown on a horse with a cross.
Dr. Michael Lewis, the Deputy Head of Portable Antiquities, is currently researching pilgrim badges and their uses.
People would go to Canterbury, they'd buy a badge of St. Thomas à Becket, like you can see here. They would touch that badge on the shrine of the Archbishop. And then whatever their concern was, so it may be they've committed some sin, it may be they've got some sort of disease or ailment, it would be hoped that by holding this badge close to them, that would help cure them of that ailment or that sin.
Pilgrim badges were the world's first souvenirs, sold to visitors travelling to religious shrines in the Middle Ages. Although hundreds of thousands of badges were made, now only a few remain. And it's the mudlarks who've unearthed most of them.
I've also got a very interesting badge. It's probably one of my favourite badges. This one is Mary and Child, so the Virgin Mary and Child on a crescent moon. Unfortunately, in this case, the head of Mary is missing. These badges are only really found on the Thames foreshore. They haven't really been found anywhere else.
According to Dr. Lewis, archaeological excavation in England is development-led, meaning that it takes place when builders at a construction site unearth or are expected to unearth something historically important. Amateur archaeologists like mudlarks and metal detectorists are more adventurous, often going where the professionals don't. And Dr. Lewis says their finds can alter our picture of the past.
Many of the finds are very fragmentary, small pieces. Really, they're like little pieces in a jigsaw puzzle that help us create a picture of the past. And by putting them together, you know, we get an idea of what's going on. They can actually kind of rewrite history.
So back at the tour on the Thames foreshore, we review the day's finds. There's the lower jaw of a horse, a roof tile from the Tudor period, flakes of pottery, bits of coal, a bucket handle and a bed spring. Oh, well. Even the most promising mudlarks can't rewrite history every day.
I have a black bone here. Hello.
For Deutsche Welle, this is Jean Di Marino in London.
Okay, so that's what we're looking for now?
Yeah.
All bones. Cool.
So that's like 4,000 years old.